Welcome to First United Methodist Church's worship service. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org to learn about in-person worship times at both locations. Worship will begin shortly. We are glad that you are with us.
Good morning. Happy New Year. All right, let's try this again. Happy New Year!
Happy New Year!
All right. Gary and I went to bed at 10 o'clock last night, so I had to get it somewhere, so thank you. Thank you. I'm delighted to tell you that we have a guest preacher today, and his name is the Reverend Joe Bestay. He preached here last summer before I joined you as your associate pastor, so I hadn't met him yet, but some of you will have. However, I've had a little peek at some of his notes for the message, and it's going to be a really uplifting and wonderful message. I also want to remind you, please fill out your connection cards, the connection cards that are inside the bulletin, or if you're online, you can fill them out there. And if there is something that is on your heart that you would like us to be praying with you, please fill out a prayer request, either in the pew or online. We have faithful people who pray every week for all of our prayer requests, and the staff at our staff meeting, we pray for them also. Next week, Pastor John and Pastor Lindsay will be back. They're in Nebraska celebrating the end of Christmas, the beginning of New Year's, but they will be back soon. And we'll be beginning a new worship series. It's called Musicals with a Message. So we're going to be talking about some wonderful musicals. They're starting with The Sound of Music, which was one of my old favorites. But there's something else happening. Every Wednesday, if you're free at 2 o'clock, you should come to the church, because there will be popcorn and whatever movie we're looking at, or musical we're looking at, on the big screen with popcorn. Be here. It'll be a lot of fun. So please join us. And then one last quick announcement. If you purchased poinsettias, we invite you to take them home today right after worship, or come, if you're online, come in sometime during the week and take them home so you can enjoy them there. And so now I invite you to rise for our opening hymn, Go Tell It on the Mountain.
Chorus that hymn. Good morning. And Happy New Year. Please join me in the opening prayer. Lord Jesus, be with us as we begin a new year. Stand beside us as we face new challenges and guide us in decision making. Bless our efforts, Lord, to make the world a better place for all. In your name we pray. Amen. The scripture lesson this morning is from Micah 7, 18 to 20. Who is a God like you, who pardons sin and forgives the transgression of the remnant of his inheritance? You do not stay angry forever, but delight to show mercy. You will again have compassion on us. You will tread our sins underfoot and hurl all our iniquities into the depths of the sea. You will be true to Jacob and show mercy to Abraham, as you pledged an oath to our fathers in days long ago. Word of God for the people of God.
Trying to decide if that was me who was next. Guess it is, huh? All right, well, good morning. Thank you for being here this morning and making this an intentional hour in the beginning of your new week. That's a great commitment to make for each and every one of us. Well, Christmas is over, right? Thank goodness, we say it in one breath. We've weathered the storms of all the parties, all the celebrations, all the packages that had to be wrapped, all the rushing around to get all the gifts properly placed in the right place. We celebrated the birth of Jesus, and we sat back and we went, boy, am I glad that's over now. And then along comes New Year's Day, and we start a whole new process of working on an agenda. It's a time of self-reflection. It's a time of goal setting. It's a dreaded experience for most of us. Why do I say that? Because most of us have made thousands of New Year's resolutions over the years, and we've broken every single one of them, sometimes in one day, sometimes it's taken us a whole week, sometimes it's taken us 2 or 3 months. But eventually, we get around to pretty much breaking every one of those efforts. We failed so many times in the past that we do not look forward to making another New Year's resolution. in part because of these failures. But underneath all of that, I think there's something that's even more important and more significant to look at. It's what I call another lurking reality. It's labeled, in my mind, low self-esteem. Let's start first with the definition of what self-esteem is before we go to low self-esteem. When you look up self-esteem and you kind of research it, you find a consistent definition. And it tends to be something like this. Self-esteem is the degree or the extent with which we respect and approve of ourselves. It's the degree to which we respect and approve of ourselves. It's made up of two key factors. One is what's labeled self-efficacy, which means a confidence in our ability to cope with the issues and the struggles and the challenges of life. Our self-esteem is based in part on how well we feel we can manage the challenges that life presents us with on a daily basis. And the other is self-respect itself, the belief that we deserve happiness, love, and achievement. Think about that. How much do you feel that you deserve? Don't have to earn. You deserve happiness and love and self-achievement. And it's in that definition of self-esteem that the problem occurs. Most of us don't believe that, do we? Most of us are not convinced that we are deserving of love and happiness. Most of us don't have the kind of self-respect that we once had, maybe when we were little kids. It has been estimated, get this, estimated that over 80% of the world's population, 8 billion people on planet Earth, 80%, 6.4 billion of us suffer from low self-esteem. 8 out of 10 people in this room are struggling, statistically at least, with some degree or level of low self-esteem. When you look for what are the causes, the factors that bring this into play, there's a major list of about 8 or 10 things, but there are 3 of them within that list that caught my attention. One is guilt from religious teachings and sources. Ouch! Low self-esteem is in part caused by religious teachings and sources. The second one that caught my attention was the disapproval of authority figures, especially parents. Ooh, as a father and as a grandfather, I need to pay attention to that one. And the third one that caught my attention, and this was the most both shameful and saddening to me, was physical, sexual, and emotional abuse. Put all 3 of those together, friends. No wonder there is so much low self-esteem in the world today. The reason that so many of us have low self-esteem is because we do not believe that God really loves us. We do not believe that God is on our side always. We do not accept that God is always a God of second chances. And by second chances, I don't just mean you get 2 tries. I mean the second chance that goes on and on and on and on. Most of us are still not convinced that we deserve God's unconditional love and acceptance, because we know how many times we've failed. We know how many times we've said we're going to do better and then turned around and not made any change. Because we've been abused one shape, form, or another, and we just aren't convinced that we deserve to be loved by God at that level. Well, if that's where you're at this morning, if you're not convinced that God is a God of second chances, then I invite you to get yourself ready to have your misconceptions and your distorted beliefs challenged this morning. For this is the reality of the God who we proclaim is the God of all people. This is the reality of who God is, the God of the rainbow promise, the God who says, never again will I give up on my people. Never again will I destroy the earth. Never again will I harm any single one of you for any single reason. For you see, our God is the God who took Moses, a man who took his own hands and intentionally killed another human being in his wrath and his anger. Our God is a God who took this Moses, this killer, and made him the one who would bring down the Ten Commandments and lead the people out of Egypt. That's who our God is. Our God is a God who took David, who was a ruler who wanted to have this woman so much that he sent her husband off into battle intentionally to be killed so that he could have her as his own. Our God is a God who took that adulterous man and made him, as the scripture says, a man after his own heart. Our God is a God who took Jonah, a man who God said, Jonah, come here. And Jonah came over and God said, I got a mission for you, Jonah. And Jonah said, oh yeah, what's that? He said, I want you to go to Nineveh. I want you to go to Nineveh and preach the gospel, and I want you to help those people turn their lives around and confess and be forgiven. And Jonah said, keep your thoughts to yourself, God. I don't want any part of this. I don't want to give forgiveness or offer forgiveness to those people. What are you talking about, God? Get out of my life. Our God is a God who found that Jonah in the belly of a whale and brought him out and said, let's try it again. Together they went and they converted the whole city of Nineveh, the scripture tells us. Our God is a God who took the people called the Samaritans, the people who everybody else said you need to avoid. You need to even not even go into their land because they're not the right kind of people to be around, not to even be close to. Our God is a God who took those Samaritans who nobody wanted to have a relationship with, and God said, I'm going to make that Samaritan the key figure in one of the most powerful biblical stories of all time that we quote over and over, the good old Good Samaritan. Our God is a God who took the lepers, the people who were so unclean by the standards of those days in people's mind, so untouchable that they were isolated in colonies only unto themselves, and no one would even get within 100 yards of them for fear that the winds might blow in your direction and you might become infected by them. Our God is a God who took the lepers and he walked into their community, and Jesus put his hands on the lepers and he put his arms around them and he loved on them and he said, you are clean. There is nothing unhealthy about who you are. Our God is a God who took a man by the name of Saul, who did everything he could to stand in the way of the Christian faith, to undermine the movement that was at play, who did everything he could even to kill people to stop the Christian movement, and put him in a room by himself for a couple days to help him get his mind wrapped around who and what he was supposed to be, and then brought him out and made him one of the greatest proclaimers of the Christian faith that the world has ever known. This is who our God is. This is who God is all about and what God is all about. A God of promises, a God of second chances, a God who repeatedly says to every single one of us in this room, every single person in this community, every single person in this nation, every single person on the face of the earth, over and over, I want to give you a second chance. I want to offer to you a fresh start. I want to give you one more shot at being the spiritual being that you were created to be. A spiritual being who has a human form that's capable of being everything that I say to you that you are. This is who our God is. And if we need proof of that, all we need to do is look back 1 week, right? 1 week ago, we celebrated the proof, once again, that God is a God of second chances, of fresh starts, of new beginnings, of reminding us that we are spiritual beings on a human journey and we are good at our very core. Because God came in the form of a little baby, a little human baby called Jesus, who is yet to be developed, who was yet to determine what he would be about, who was yet to understand what it meant to be loved, because he was fully human, the scripture says. He came as one who was without sin, because he was this spiritual human being. And I remind you that that's who each and every one of us were and still are at our moment of birth. I don't care what somebody else has told you. I dare to say to you this morning, when we were born, when we were created as God's human children, we were without sin. We were pure. We were yet to be developed. We were yet to figure out who we would be. We were yet to become what we were capable of being. We came wanting and needing love just like Jesus did. We came wanting and seeking approval and self-esteem just like Jesus did. We came needing acceptance just like Jesus did. We came waiting to experience God's loving, guiding hand so we could learn to cope with every single challenge that life presented us with, just like Jesus did. Let's be clear today. Or at least, let me be clear today. I'll let you decide what you wanted to be. But I declare without any hesitation or any reservation today that the God that I know and the God who has accepted me and the God who loves me and the God who wants to accept and love you is a God not of punishment, but our God is a God of possibilities. Our God is not a God of condemnation, but our God is a God of cooperation. Our God is a God who does not give up on us, but rather a God who is always propping us up once again and propelling us forward with this fresh new start. Our God is not a God who is about second guessing what we've done, but rather a God who's about second chances every time we've fallen short. This is our God. This is the God who wants to bring you back into his heart, wants you to know you are accepted, wants every he and she and they and we and gay and straight and black and white and brown, Ukrainian, Russian, American, Hispanic, anyone to understand that he still loves us and believes in us and is willing to give us one more shot. And so the only question that remains in my mind and in my heart is this: are we willing to accept what God offers to us? Are we willing to believe in what God sees in us rather than what we think of ourselves? Let me say that again. Are you willing to believe in what God sees in you rather than what you think of yourself or what somebody else thinks of you? Are you ready to leave the past behind and step into a bigger, bolder, more profoundly loving and accepting life of faithfulness rather than thinking you can't possibly make that happen? Are you willing to accept God's second chance this morning as a sign of your acceptance and your willingness to give it one more shot yourself? Because you see, whether you believe it or not, that is what God offers today. And I think a part of why you dared to show up this morning, when you could have stayed home, when you could be sipping coffee, could still be in bed sleeping, could be doing a million other things. Part of why you showed up here this morning, I believe, is because you want to know whether or not what I'm telling you is true. Because you want to test out whether God is on your side. You want to experience something that says to you, yeah, God is with me and has not given up on me and won't give up on me. You are here in part today because you want to know what happiness in your life could be all about and what love looks like and feels like. And you want to have someone accept you so that you can raise your self-esteem back to that level where you become the child of God who's capable of making a huge difference in this world. Just like Moses, the murderer. Just like David, the adulterer. Just like Jonah, the get out of my face, God. Just like the Samaritans. Just like the lepers. Just like Saul. You want to become the person that God says you are and that you are capable of becoming even more of. And so you came this morning hoping that you might experience something that propels you into this new year, leaving your low self-esteem behind and a fresh sense of your own self-worth as a child of God. And so the good news that I offered to you this morning, friends, is the good news that God is on your side and that God has not and God will not ever stop loving and accepting you. That God will never fail to offer you another chance, that one more shot at life. And so I hope that as this new year begins, that we can go ahead and make a New Year's resolution. One that might look or feel or sound something like this. I resolve that I will believe in myself the way God believes in me. I resolve this day to believe in myself the way God believes in me. I resolve this day to see myself like God sees me. I resolve to do that every day. I resolve that I will become the person of faith and worth and ability and wonderful humanity that God created me to be. I resolve to become that once again in a fresh new way. Yes, I resolve that I will be God's child who is deserving of love, deserving of happiness, and deserving second chances. That's my resolution for this new year. And I thank God for reminding me that I am worthy, oh so worthy, of being His child. I resolve to remember this truth from this day forward. Life ain't all that easy. I can testify to that. It's been up and down and round to get to where I'm at. If you could see how I'm living in this old car I drive, well, you'd probably wonder and even ponder why I even wanna be alive. Give me one more shot. I'll give it all I got. Let me open my eyes to a new sunrise, I pray. Give me one more chance. I've learned to dance the dance. Well, I'm satisfied just being alive. Give me one more day. Show me the way. And give me one more day. Give me one more shot. That's going to do that at the end. Yeah, Joe's okay.
God is good.
All the time.
All the time.
God is good.
You guys getting really good at that. Thank you very much. Amen. I'd like to call your attention to the beautiful prayer quilts we have. One is for Jenna Lash and the other one is for Allison. On your way out of the sanctuary today, stop at the table, tie a knot, say a prayer, and then sign the card and let these two quilt recipients know that we're praying for them and that we're wrapping them with the warmth of the quilt and the warmth of our prayers. Now, if we would raise a hand towards the quilts, we'll say a little prayer over them now. Our Heavenly Father, we ask you to bless these quilt recipients and give them strength, courage, patience, and faith to face the weeks and months ahead. We ask your blessings on their family, friends, and the medical personnel helping them. May these prayer quilts be a constant reminder of God's love and hope and of the thoughts and prayers of those who tie knots and say prayers for them. Help us to be reminded that two things are always with us, peace and love. The prayers we say for others wrap them in peace and comfort them like a warm quilt. Prayers are tangible evidence of the love we share with them. Amen.
Amen.
Now as we go to God in prayer, let's have an attitude of prayer. Glorious God of goodness and mercy, how great are your gifts to us and to all your children. You are our help and strength in all the times of our lives. We give you praise. We give you thanks. We feel your love. We keep our eyes, our ears, and our hearts open to your word, to your love, and to your blessings. Encourage our friends, our family, and our neighbors that they may find the ability to love as you do, to care for each other, and to show your love to those that need it. Encourage those that are struggling and wrestling, looking for help. Those that are struggling at home, struggling with damaged and broken relationships. Those that are struggling with health issues, those that have lost loved ones, those that are struggling with financial burdens, help them understand that in their time of need, your love is always there for them. That you give your blessings to those in need of your strength, your love, and your hope. As we put 2022 behind us, and look forward to a new year, a new beginning. We know that all goodness starts with you. We ask your blessings on those that have suffered during 2022 and pray for peace and hope for them during the new year. We know that when we look for peace and assurance, the best place to start is to look to you. During these times, it's important for us to remember that you are ever with us and will always be. When times look the darkest, you are our light. When we feel that there is no hope, you are our hope. When we feel alone and deserted, you are there waiting for us. When we feel down and broken, You are there to lift us up and restore our pieces. Unite your church so that we may be an example of harmony and justice in a world torn by confusion. Reveal your will to all people. Fill us with the courage to live out your righteousness as a sign of your goodness. O God, in this time of worship, we give thanks that you are ever with us. We thank you for your presence in our midst. Enable us always to be grateful for all you give us, lest we take your goodness for granted. Now hear our prayers and praises as we come to you in a time of silence and meditation. Now we come to you as your children, seeking to learn, seeking to love, seeking to share in the name of your holy and precious Son, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. And don't forget, God loves you. Ain't a darn thing you can do about it. Happy New Year.
Aren't we blessed to be a part of this church? Isn't it wonderful?
Amen.
It really, really is. You know, and even as we long to know that we're loved and that we're offered second chances in our lives, there are so many others out in the community who need those same kinds of assurances. Through our offering of our time, our talents, our resources, we can help to bring this good news to others in our community and in our world. And so I'd like to invite the ushers to come forward to receive our gifts this morning.
Are good in all things. Bless these offerings we make to bring your goodness to our ministries. Amen.
bring our service to a close this morning. Whether your self-esteem is at the level you want it to be yet or not, believe in it. Trust it. And because you know that God is with you and on your side and will always be there with you and for you, let us unite in this historic prayer, the covenant prayer that John Wesley gave to his people years ago, and let it be our marching orders for the weeks to come. I am no longer my own, but thine. Put me to what thou wilt. Rank me with whom thou wilt. Put me to doing. Put me to suffering. Let me be employed by thee or laid aside for thee, exalted for thee or brought low for thee. Let me be full. Let me be empty. Let me have all things. Let me have nothing. I freely and heartily yield all things to thy pleasure and disposal. And now, O glorious and blessed God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, thou art mine, and I am thine. So be it. And the covenant which I have made on earth, let it be ratified in heaven. Amen. People of God, people of second chances, people who are spiritually filled, be blessed and bless others in the world this week. Amen.
We are so glad you worshiped with us. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. You are invited into this mission by worshiping, joining one or more small groups, sharing prayer requests, and becoming part of the community. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org for details about in-person worship at both of our two locations. We hope you were blessed by this worship. Please click the like button, subscribe to our channel, share this video, and join us again next week.